Been living under a rock the last couple of days. Trump made some comments about the auto industry and said that if China decided to start building cars in Mexico to eliminate the tariffs, it would end up being a bloodbath for the Midwest and the car industry. Now, we're going to play the whole 1 minute excerpt so you can hear all the context.
Mexico has taken over a period of 30 years. 34% of the automobile manufacturing business in our country, think of it, went to Mexico. China now is building a couple of massive plants where they're going to build the cars in Mexico and think that they're going to sell those cars into the United States with no tax at the border. Let me tell you something to China. If you're listening, President Xi, and you and I are friends, but he understands the way I deal, those big monster car manufacturing plants that you're building in Mexico right now, and you think you're going to get that, you're going to not hire Americans, and you're going to sell the cars to us. Now, we're going to put a 100% tariff on every single car that comes across the line, and you're not going to be able to sell those cars. If I get elected, now, if I don't get elected, it's going to be a bloodbath for the whole, that's going to be the least of it. It's going to be a bloodbath for the country. That'll be the least of it. But they're not going to sell those cars. They're building massive factories.
All right, so you clearly heard what he said there. It's going to be a bloodbath in the auto industry if I don't get elected. Well, the media had an outright meltdown. I mean, so much so that Joe Scarborough said BS multiple times on the air, and I can't play it. See if I saved any more of their... I think I'm in Jameson's Twitter here. Let me log out of there real quick and log into mine. I'm going to go in there and continue him and Russ Latino's feud. Let's see here. Bear with me a second. Logging in here in live time. Get to my bookmarks. I tell you what, these Twitter bookmarks or X bookmarks have made show prep so much easier. I mean, it's just been insane. All right, here's a little of the meltdown from Joe Scarborough. I got my hand over here on the dump button. So if y'all hear it go silent for a second, it's because I think Joe May have said a dirty word.
Columnist Charles Blow has a new piece for the New York Times entitled "A Biden Bloodbath."
2018 midterms. Oh, you can.
All right. Well, that's the wrong thing. So what this is the media after their flip out. This is the media using the term bloodbath constantly. It was perfectly okay for them to use it, describing anything pro-Democrat, pro-Biden, pro-Marxist, communist. But the second Trump uttered the word bloodbath, it was like a call to purge or something, like a call to action. All right, here we go.
Columnist Charles Blow has a new piece for the New York Times entitled "A Biden Bloodbath."
2018 midterms, you can bet that they 100% are fearing a slaughter. In fact, the word bloodbath and massacre come up frequently.
The Republican Party will be destroyed. It's going to be a bloodbath.
There's going to be a bloodbath one way or the other.
Bloodbath for Bernie Sanders.
It's been a bloodbath there, shaping up to be a bloodbath.
Head off a bloodbath in next year's crucial midterm.
Off-year elections are often a bloodbath.
This week's bloodbath for Democrats.
A bloodbath at the ballot box.
If they weren't for double standards, they wouldn't have any standards. That's your Democrat Party. That's your mainstream media right there. If it wasn't for bloodbaths, they wouldn't take any baths. Maybe that's the best way to put it. If it wasn't for bloodbaths, they wouldn't take any baths. Filthy Democrats. Filthy Democrats. I got some more video here. How about Bill Maher? Bill Maher thinks we all just need to shut up and be thankful that we have carbs to eat and porn on our phone. Classic Bill Maher. Every time I want to like Bill Maher, he does something stupid like this.
Why are Biden's approval ratings so low when things are generally pretty good? Now, of course, there are problems. America's a big place, but wages are rising. Unemployment is negligible. The stock market is soaring. We somehow brushed off both the Trump presidency and the pandemic. Yes, inflation persists for a lot of things, but You know, an actual good, nice-sized TV now costs $60. Who gets credit for that? We've got next-day shipping, stuffed crust pizza, legal weed, GPS, and porn on the phone. Cheer up.
I'm glad they took the liberty of beeping that for me because I'd missed that last night. Yes, Master Marr. I'm so grateful for stuffed crust pizza, GPS, and porn on my phone. What would I possibly do without any of those things? Thank you, Master Biden. Master Biden. My $60 TV. I would gladly pay $600 for that $60 TV if I knew it was being manufactured here in America and there was a big TV plant that was making American-made TVs. I would gladly pay $600 for that thing. As long as it ain't a piece of Chinese crap. It won't be the first time I've ever paid for a TV in my life. Oh man, we should just all be so grateful. Porn on our phones. Not in Mississippi. Thanks, Lindsay. Let's read a few of your texts here. My question of the day was, what grinds your gears? And we've already ran over. Unknown texture. I hate Bill Maher. Always have. But this almost sounded sarcastic on his part. I'm sure it was a bit sarcastic, but nonetheless. One thing that Democrats don't give conservatives the benefit of the doubt on is sarcasm. But they no sense of humor. If you said it, it's cemented into concrete. It's written in concrete. We can't say anything sarcastically without them taking it out of context and making it factual information. So I'm not going to give them the benefit of that doubt. If they said it, if it came out of their mouths, they meant it. They put their hand on the Bible and said it. That's the way they treat us. That's the way we're going to treat them. Democrats have zero sense of humor. They've murdered comedy. Murdered comedy. There ain't a funny Democrat left in this country. They can't be. Comedy at its core is supposed to be offensive, and they're too scared of offending anybody. Read one more text, and we ran over. We got to take a break. Reagan says his pet peeve is when driving and people drive from a side street at 100 miles an hour to get in front of you and drive at 9 miles an hour. That kills me. I think I know what you're talking about. Let's take a break. This is the Clay Edwards Show. We will be right back.